This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. Gandhi Jayanti was observed yesterday across the nation and across the Northeastern region. In Arunachal Pradesh, various programs and activities were organized with Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Urban Local Bodies, Kamlong Mosang, flagged off a cyclothon and a walkathon on the theme Garbage Free India from Gandhi Udayan, Itanagar on the occasion. In Meghalaya, the Governor Fagu Chauhan paid floral tributes to the father of the nation, and he also inaugurated a book exhibition organized by the National Book Trust of India. This exhibition featured a collection of books related to the life and contributions of Mahatma Gandhi and other unsung heroes of India's freedom struggle. In addition to the book exhibition, the governor also released a book titled Pathways to Progress, India's National Education Policy 2020 Unveiled. In Mizoram, a three-day exhibition titled The Grand Gandhi Jayanti Exhibition was set into motion at the circular lawn of the Raj Bhavan in Aizawl yesterday. It was for the first time that an exhibition of its kind was hosted at Raj Bhavan. Inaugurating the exhibition, Governor Dr. Hari Babu Kambhampati paid tribute to Mahatma Gandhi, the father of the nation. In his speech, the governor said that the main idea behind this event was to promote local goods and artisans in line with Gandhi's philosophy. Dr. Kambhampati said that Swadeshi movement was an important event in the struggle for freedom, and self-sufficiency in all respects was the important goal of the national movement. Mizoram Commerce and Industries Minister Dr. R. Lathangliana encouraged artisans and craftsmen of the state to bring out the finest products so that it could be exported to foreign countries. Stating that Mizos are innovative and have the ability of entrepreneurship, the minister said that people are ready to buy whatever the best quality products irrespective of the prices. There are 52 stalls showcasing the products of handlooms, handicrafts, khadi and other cottage products. 50 NCC girl cadets are participating in a 10-day training camp to represent the Northeastern region in the coming Republic Day Parade 2024 on Kartavya Path, New Delhi. The training camp commenced yesterday at the St. Mary's Cathedral Higher Secondary School at Kohima in Nagaland. 25 cadets of SFS Higher Secondary School, Guwahati and 25 cadets of St. Mary's Cathedral Higher Secondary School, Kohima, along with instructor staff, are attending the camp. Brigadier P.S. Sangwan, Group Commander, NCC Group, Kohima, addressed and interacted with the cadets during the opening ceremony of the camp. He congratulated the cadets for being part of the historic event and motivated them to make their families, community and state proud. In Meghalaya, Don Bosco Square in the state capital Shillong became a site of unity as hundreds of people gathered to express solidarity with the families of two students who lost their lives during the ongoing violence in Manipur. The gathering was organized jointly by the Shillong Manipuri Students Union and All Manipur Students Union. The organizers said that the event symbolized the solidarity with Manipur, which has been plagued by violence since 3rd of May. Denouncing violence and war, the organizers said that the main goal of the gathering was to find a peaceful solution and ensure that peace prevails in Manipur. In Sikkim, a gesture of goodwill for peace was showed by leaders of the opposition Citizens Action Party who visited the headquarters of the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha in Gangtok at Gangtok yesterday. Leaders of the Sikkim Krantikari Morcha welcomed the delegation, stating that it was the first-of-a-kind initiative in the state and augured well on the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. Recently, Citizens Action Party workers who were going to a party meeting in Soreang district were assaulted allegedly by SKM supporters. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.